Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We look north to the Canadian border. Jamie Fiegel, Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, Immigration Law, joining us with the latest. Jamie, we are expecting yet another announcement on what's going to happen at the U.S.-Canada border. We know that it's been open for Americans who are vaccinated to go north for some time now. Canadians still waiting for the same offer to be extended to them. What do you have as the latest? What are we expecting to hear in the coming days?
Hi, Brian. Yeah, well, we're looking to see it closed again. We're looking to see that closure extended. The U.S. has been addressed by the senators of New Hampshire and Montana and Maine and said, please, please open this border back up for Canadians to enter the U.S. before October. And the Department of Homeland Security has come back and said that they probably will entertain an opening. They won't wait until another 30 days. They may entertain it at any time, but they're citing the Delta variant and also the Mexican border as reasons of keeping the border closed. They think that they'll probably open the Mexican border with the Canadian border.
Oh, at the same time. Okay. Mm. This is also Election Day across Canada. Is that expected to have any impact on the border?
I'm not sure. I've been asking the same questions. So in our whole household, we have one voter for today, and we've had the debates of what does that mean for us in our household and the response to the pandemic here in Canada. And I'm not sure if there will be any sweeping changes because of it. There seems to be a lot of waffling back and forth of what each party is going to do and wants to do and plans to do. So at this point, I think that the election won't have any major consequences on that reopening.
It's kind of amazing to me that we're still talking about this having to be done in conjunction with one another. I mean, there's such different pictures. They're separated by the entire United States when talking about Canada and Mexico. Why at the same time? Why does this decision have to be made with the two in conjunction of one another? Have you heard any talk of them maybe separating the two and saying, hey, well, yeah, these are kind of two different, completely different pictures?
Well, there's a lot of different arguments on both sides for that exact issue. So the senators and the community members who are up north that have impact from the Canadian visitors who would come in and have family members or would frequent in shopping and economic reasons. Those up north people that are affected say this is very different. This is a very different situation and we need to treat it differently. Canada has opened its land border to us with those restrictions. We can impose restrictions as well. Let's just get something in place. Let's make a plan. But we also have to think about former NAFTA, USMCA, the new agreement. We think about Canada, U.S., and Mexico kind of in one circle because we have that treaty between the three countries. That could have something to do with it, but I really think the issues that the Mexican border are facing are major, and it's just an optics of how do we do that? How do we choose one over the other? That might be just what the sticking point is at this point.
And, you know, Jamie, while Canadians are not permitted to cross into the U.S. at land crossings, they can fly here, right?
Absolutely, Susan. And that's so frustrating for so many people. It seems logically that if you were to fly from Canada to the U.S., you're exposing yourself much more to the coronavirus, to the Delta variant, by being in a plane rather than being in your own safe vehicle that you can then transport over the border. So there really has not been a good solid answer to why this has been, and there is no scientific backing of why you would have someone fly rather than drive. So it's been very frustrating to the Canadian people, especially since the border closings were so in conjunction with each other. And then Canada says, okay, we have a plan. Here it is, reopens August 9th, and here we sit, or we're sitting September 20th, and Canadians can't do the same thing back into the States. They're more than happy to get a test. They're more than happy to show vaccination. They just want a plan. They want a way.
It is kind of wild to think of that, you know, all these hoops that you have to jump through to be able to cross that border, still not enough to welcome Canadians back into the U.S. I'm wondering how you've noticed things going the other way in the time since the border's been open. I just, you know, kind of in talking to people and getting a sense of, you know, some people who have crossed and gone back and forth, I'm surprised at the amount of people who have taken a trip up into Canada, given all that you have to do to get there.
I am pleasantly surprised of how it's rolled out. I think people who really, when there's a will, there's a way, they want to get there. They have done their due diligence. They've figured out how to use the ArriveCan app. They've figured out where and when they can get their testing done and what's acceptable. And once you figure out those hoops once, it is a bit of a pain. It's some obstacles to overcome, but it's doable. Other people have looked into it and said, you know what, just for right now, it's not worth it to me. Which has been great because the traffic hasn't been an issue. It's been those two groups of people who either do or don't, and there it has really eliminated the in-between of people who will or won't. And just I know that it was a recent announcement that Canada will keep the same plan in place until at least November 21st. That was an announcement that was made.
All right, I did it once since August 9th, and it was by boat, and it went very well, you know, given all the restrictions. But I noticed that there weren't a lot of other boaters in the same category. There just were not a lot of other American boaters there. Are you finding that it's mostly property owners, you know, people that have a real, or family members, people that have a real purpose for going, not so much, you know, tourists?
That's right. I really find that it's more people who have some sort of more solid purpose. We're coming over to visit family, friends, see our house, make sure everything's okay. People who have memberships over here, golf, boating, things like that. The people who have a solidified history here, it's more there than a swish LA trip, I'll say that.
A little bit more than just that, I would think so. When are we talking about things really opening up? I think we've kind of lost track of that, maybe just a little bit over the last several months. North of the border, are they back to maybe a level that we are here with, you know, businesses being open? A couple months ago, there was talk of another round of shutdown. So what does Canada look like right now?
Right now, it's a masked universe up here. So we still have to wear a mask everywhere we go. So it doesn't resemble New York State at the time. But there are everything's mostly open. There isn't anything that's still shut down. The kids are back in school in a modified format. They have to wear their masks too. They're starting to do the sporting events and other sorts of things. The restaurants are open. But in vaccination terms, we have a really high rate of vaccination, and it's continuing to climb based upon the restrictions that are being placed in Canada on its own Canadian citizens. So coming up, there's talk of making vaccinations mandatory for flying from province to province, and also vaccinations necessary to be able to go to concerts, sporting events, and even restaurants. So they're really pushing, you have to be vaccinated, and it's going to affect every part of your life if you choose to not be.
Jamie, interesting. Thanks so much for the update. We always enjoy talking with you.
Thank you.
Jamie Fiegel of Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.